And for this edition of St. Teresa's on the Air, it's Easter 2022, and we are back with our favorite pastor, our only pastor, Father Ray. Welcome back to the microphone.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. I think I know what happened.
Do tell.
Every year, Father Ray talks about how he's going to give up grits for Lent. And he gave them up, and so when Easter came, he had a big old bowl of grits.
You think that's what happened?
And so now we're sitting here recording our episode of St. Teresa's on the Air, and he comes out with a big old honking, "Hey, y'all."
I did that just for my southern friends.
Yeah, yes.
And that's somebody's going to yell at us for this. Stop making fun of us. No, we're not making fun.
No,
I'm just practicing my southern.
There is a saying that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the "hey y'all" coming from you is the sincerest form of flattery.
Is it now?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I bet you didn't think we'd be talking about grits again. Didn't we do this before, talking about grits?
Well, it's the nitty gritty. Oh. It is the nitty gritty. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, Steve, and to the six people that will be listening to our broadcast.
No, it's 12.
We were, you know, one of the things that Steve and I do is, we sit for a few moments and we say, "Now, what are we going to talk about?" You know, and I said, "Why don't we talk about what are we going to talk about?" And so, we're not quite sure what this 25 minutes is going to be, but somehow,
well, we started off with grits.
It's not, okay. One of these days, we should go through the alphabet. So, well, A for Hallelujah.
A for Hallelujah, which is a good word that Easter we used season. On Easter. A lot
of hallelujahs.
A lot of hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
B is
blessed.
Blessed. Blessed.
We were very blessed on hallelujah.
By Christ. C.
C.
And what comes after C?
D.
D. The devil has been put in his place.
Yes.
Yes. Evil is no more.
No more.
No more does it rule us. For God.
Is that the F? Four?
Four.
Oh.
For God.
I was going to say F was the note I couldn't hit on Sunday after singing all through Holy Week.
Nobody noticed except for those three people that said something to me.
That was it.
And it's not the same of the, it's not the 50% of the people that listen to this.
No. Oh my gosh.
We had great crowds at Easter, didn't we?
Very nice.
You know, one of the things
church was full.
Gosh, and you know, the liturgies this year, they were just magnificent.
Church was sold out.
Well, we could always squeeze a few more in, but we did have good.
Well, numbers. we could have put them in the choir loft if we needed to.
Yeah, we've done that in the past.
Yeah,
Christmas time, remember?
Sure.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, kind of totally blown off the alphabet. So what's next? So many people are thinking,
G for God.
Why am I listening to
H,
this?
Holy.
Holy. I.
For I am.
Or I am.
Yeah. J for
Jesus.
The obvious
Come
one.
On.
Okay. K.
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 We have dead air. It's never good on a radio show.
There's a kiss in there somewhere, isn't there?
A kiss of Judas.
Oh.
Ooh, on Good Friday.
Yeah?
Huh?
Okay.
No, on not Good Friday. Holy Thursday.
Holy
at
Thursday.
Night.
L?
Love. It's got to be love. God is love.
M right? For Mother Mary.
That's a double M. Good job, Steve.
Double M.
Mother Mary.
Okay, N?
New.
New.
Like the new people that came into the church, the new catechumens.
Okay.
Which maybe we could explain what happened this year. I know a lot of people were kind of, not disappointed, but surprised that we didn't bring anyone into the church. We didn't baptize anyone or confirm anyone.
And we didn't have the Litany of the Saints.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, people love the Litany of the Saints.
Yes, and they do. I was asked about that. Where was the Litany of the Saints at the Easter Vigil?
Yeah, and what not to love about the Litany of the Saints, you know, asking the saints to help us and to pray for us, as we know that they are in heaven with the Lord, and so they can bring the prayers to the Lord. But yeah, we didn't, you know, our new bishop last year for the first time at the Easter Vigil asked us only to bring into the church during the Easter Vigil those catechumens and not the candidates. And the difference between them is a catechumen is someone who has not been baptized, and a candidate is someone who has been baptized, usually in another religion. And baptism, of course, is the Trinitarian form with the water being poured or dunked or, you know, lowered into by the words, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so if anyone has been baptized, we were asked not to bring them in at the Easter Vigil, because the Easter Vigil is for the full, complete rite of the initiation, which includes all three sacraments. And so the bishop asked us, and that's why back before we started Lent, you know, we finished the liturgical year on Christ the King Sunday, where we brought in, I believe it was 14 people between the Hispanic Mass at 10 o'clock that Sunday morning, and then at the 11:30, we brought in two others at the English Mass. And so, I don't know if that my numbers just worked out, but it was a bunch at the 10 and two more.
A bunch plus two.
A bunch plus two.
Okay.
So
that works mathematically.
Whatever it was, they were all baptized, and so they all came in. Otherwise, they would have waited until the Easter Vigil, which means our just under 2 hour service on Saturday night
would have been about 2.5, almost three.
Almost three. Yeah. So, but it was beautiful, you know. I just love the Holy Triduum. It's just three beautiful worship services, Mass, and
Actually, as was once explained to me, and the way that I like to explain it to people is, it's really one continuous service that's broken up by a lot of time.
Right. So if you look at, you know, when you go to Sunday Mass, there's an entrance hymn, which gathers the people, and then at the end of the Mass, there is a closing hymn which sends forth the people out to take the gospel message and the proclamation of the sacred scriptures and bring it to the people in the world with God's blessing. Holy Thursday Mass opens with an opening hymn. Mm-hmm. It gathers us at the altar, and we recall, of course, the service that Jesus did and calls us all to by washing the disciples' feet. And so, but you notice at the end of the Holy Thursday Mass, there's no closing hymn. What we do is we take the Blessed Sacrament right after the Eucharist, after everyone receives the Eucharist, and we process to the altar of repose. And we do so singing the
Pange Lingua
and the
Tantum Ergo.
And then we sit in quiet. And that quietness stays all the way until the Good Friday service begins.
And you enter in silent.
Right. And, you know, the priests and the ministers, the deacons come in and they lay down on the ground as a moment of quiet sacrifice for what the Lord sacrificed for us. And then we begin with the opening prayer. There's no gathering hymn. There's no entrance rites. It's just that opening prayer. And it's not really an opening prayer, it's just a prayer. As a matter of fact, in the liturgical book, it says, don't say, let us pray, as in an introduction. It's just, you do the prayer. And if I'm wrong, then we'll just go back to this tape and explode it.
Fix it, yeah. I believe you are correct.
But then, you know, we do that that liturgy where there's no Eucharist consecrated, There's no mass consecrated. We have the scriptures, then we have the veneration of the cross, and we have the 10 chanted universal prayers, which are the same 10 prayers prayed all over the world, the same prayers. So a lot of power and grace in those 10 prayers. You know, and then how do we end? With a simple prayer at the end. But we don't end with a big song.
No.
And we all leave in silence. And then on the Easter Vigil, again, continuation of this one Mass, this one liturgy, like Steve just mentioned, is what? We begin with the fire, you know? And the first things that are sung is the carrying in of the Christ candle in the dark church, you know? Christ our light, you know, who comes to dispel the darkness of sin. And that is, you know, we go through all of the Old Testament scriptures. We have more of those readings. We have the New Testament proclamation. We have the gospel proclamation. And then, of course, we do the baptismal promises, where for many priests, it's the joy of taking the holy water and soaking the parishioners in the pew. And people just love it. Or not, I'm not sure. But oh, I they think see they me do. Coming, and most of them will take their glasses off. It's a lot of fun, but it's also very important for us to remember and to recall our baptismal promises when we renounce Satan and all his works and all his empty show, and when we profess the faith in God the Father, you know, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and God in the church that he established when he gave Peter the power and the authority to bind on earth what will be bound in heaven, and to loose on earth that which would be loosed in heaven. And so, but the ending of it is different, because on this Mass we end with a great Alleluia hymn, and we sent forth. So you're right, Steve, it is one liturgy. And you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that. And so I hope the six of you that are listening, you know, you already knew this, and you're thinking, yes, Father, we know this, we know this. You've told us this a million times. But I hope those of you who are listening seriously, you know, that you see that as one liturgy, and you make every effort to attend
all three.
All three. Well, all one.
Well, all but one.
All 3 days.
Come all three days. Yeah, and don't camp out at the church, but, you know, go home, go to sleep, and come well rested for the next installment.
Yeah, over 20 something years ago, I remember it was on Holy Thursday, and we were in church back up in Rhode Island at St. James, my home parish, and it was during the adoration, I believe, or during that liturgy. I know it was on Holy Thursday when I had told my mom I was thinking of becoming a priest, and it was kind of, you know, just something that kind of came out. And you know, now, of course, having a greater understanding of the Holy Thursday service, it was pretty cool and pretty powerful for me as I reflect back on how the Holy Spirit, you know, gave me the that time when we focus on that day. Use a lot of smaller dioceses where the priest can actually travel there to the cathedral and be back in their home parish in a short amount of time, you know, often do the Chrism Mass on that Holy Thursday morning. And, you know, we in the Diocese of Savannah do it on Tuesday morning where all the priests and the bishop gather. And it's the day where the priests renew their promises. And we pray for our bishop and for our own ministry. So, you know, thinking back 20-something years, when I told my mom that I was thinking of becoming a priest on that day, it was pretty profound, you know, and every Holy Thursday I think of that. And so it's pretty cool, just a little personal stuff I thrown out there today.
Oh, so Holy Week is doubly or even trebly special for you.
Trebly, I would say trebly.
Trebly. Trebly.
Is that such a word?
Yeah, that's like triple.
Oh, well, you would know since you're the English guy.
Almost formally-ish English guy.
That's right.
That's right.
That's one episode we'll have to do. I'll have to lead it, and you'll have to talk about retirement.
Ah, yeah. That's coming. Coming soon to me. As I kick off or put to sleep the second career.
Second career.
Yeah, second career.
He doesn't realize it yet, people, but I have a third career for Steve.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The excitement mounts.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So I hope the Easter Bunny went to your house, Steve. Hoppity hop to your house.
Yeah, yeah. There was a little candy and an Easter Bunny waiting. The cats treated me well.
Oh, very good.
The cats treat me very well. But you said he skipped over your place, right?
He did, because he was coming to the field where the Knights of Columbus wonderfully did the kind of guided the Easter Bunny. And he laid his eggs all over our soccer field, and thank goodness we had all those beautiful children that went and picked up all the eggs. And
oh, very good.
That was very kind of our children to do that.
There is still some candy left over in the music room, however, if you'd like to come and get some.
You know, I noticed that today. I just happened to notice that. I did. Yes.
Make sure you come and get some. It's very good for you. All right, so what letter are we up to in the alphabet, by the way?
Element O. We did N, didn't we? For
new.
New. O, I guess.
I guess we're up to O. O.
Oh, oh my. Ovation.
Ovation. Is that where we have to...
Ozempic. This broadcast is sponsored by Ozempic.
The O antiphons. There we go.
Ah, is that during? that's Christmas.
That's some other time of year, isn't it? It's the only thing that came to mind with an O in it.
You know, if any theologians ever listen to this, I'm going to get my priest card revoked.
All right, how about P? Pentecost is coming soon.
Oh. You know, that was a good one. Q is going to be a little harder, isn't it? Quick, come to the empty tomb. They took the Lord.
Nice. Very good. Okay. R.
Really now? They did what? Really?
Oh. Really? S.
Sure.
Oh, we're stretching it now. That's another S
spirit,
word, by the way.
The spirit.
The spirit.
Did it.
Yes.
The spirit,
okay.
Of God.
T. The tomb.
The tomb. Very okay. Good.
U.
Unwrap.
Unwrap.
His burial garments were unwrapped and folded. You know, very important.
V. Very good.
Victory.
Victory.
Victory over there.
Victory. Yes.
But very good is good too.
W.
Wow.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's an appropriate one.
Well, I mean, think about it. You know, they go to the tomb. I mean, what do you say?
Wow.
Wow, the stone has been rolled away. You know, I mean, that was a big concern, right?
Uh-huh. X marks the spot.
What? I got nothing for X. Xylophone.
where he was, I don't know. Why?
Because. Why?
Why?
Everybody at home is yelling out words. If you could call in right now and give us a good why word.
Oh, so that's the next thing. When are we going to put the live phone line in here so we can take phone calls?
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be a scream.
I know my friend Angel Bradford would be on the phone calling.
Oh, she would be. She'd be right in there.
Why?
Why? Why? Why? Why? Are we going yellow? To be stumped on the next to the yellow? Last letter?
Yellow.
Huh? Yellow.
What's yellow? It's one of the colors of Easter.
It's the Easter color, yeah, for sure. The color of the peeps.
The yellow peeps.
The yellow sugar peeps. The marshmallow peeps.
I used to love those.
I still do. I like those. Everybody hates them. I love them. I think they taste great.
Too sweet now, for me.
Well, that's
because of course diabetes doesn't help.
That's because we're getting older, and as you like to remind me, I'm older than you are.
Yes, you are.
Z. Z-Pack, the thing we need often at this age.
So you know, we weren't going to do the alphabet, but we suggested we would do it at another time, and we just kind of zipped right through it. Well, not
zip.
Zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-a. Lord have mercy, help us.
Which got us to within 5 minutes of our ending time, so that's good.
It worked out well.
So yeah, Easter.
You think we plan these things, don't you?
You think we do?
And someone's probably thinking, yeah, and I wish you would plan. Give us something good.
Yeah, well, you know, some people are thinking that we do, that this is that we couldn't be this good just off the top of our heads.
I sent this to my mother, you know, after we put it on the website. Oh, yeah? I always send the link to my mother, and she always says, "That was nice." So I'm not quite sure what that means. But I will know when she's listened to this, because next time I call her, she'll be like, "That's not what I meant." And don't talk about me on the radio.
I know when it went when my mother used to say that was nice. I know exactly what it meant. It usually didn't mean it was nice.
Well, she won't want me talking about her. Hi, Mom.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. So,
what do we have happening in the land of St. Teresa's in the upcoming near future?
Well, in the very near future is the school auction, you know.
And so if you're listening to the show this week, it's the school 19th. Auction.
Today's the 19th.
This is being recorded right after Easter.
Right.
So if you're listening to this in that time frame, it's this weekend. If you're listening to this later, it's happened already.
That's right.
Okay.
But if you want to make a donation anytime to the school,
you certainly are welcome to do so.
Always welcome.
Always welcome.
You know, it's
and needed.
Yes, of course, always. So, good things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of anything right now.
Oh, well, I mean, so many things are going on.
Things are good. We got a great parish here. You know, I been sitting in personnel meetings at the diocese, and it's funny because the guys don't realize about how good St. Teresa's in Albany really is, and I don't tell them, because
then they'll be fighting for your job.
Exactly, you know. And, you know, there are those associates who have served who want to come back as associates with me as their pastor. I guess I was too easy on them. And, but they're not, because they're all serving as pastors right now, and that's where they need to be. But
that's because you train them well.
I guess. I'm not taking credit or...
We'll give you some credit.
Yeah. Pat, pat, pat. That's me getting a pat on the back. And, but, you know, it's a great parish. It really is. We have good people, good ministers. We got, you know, just a great spirit here. You know, Steve, you and I were talking the other day about how well our congregation likes to sing.
They do.
And it's so uncommon in a lot of parishes.
You know, it's something which is easy to take for granted, because they do sing so well and so nicely. But, you know, you'd walk into just anywhere. You walk into, when I go into parishes elsewhere when I'm out of town traveling, and they're like clams. They don't sing. They're just like, they don't. And then you come back here, and they're just like beautiful little angels. It's amazing.
Yep. And I can tell, like, there are certain songs that they like, because I'll process out and be in the foyer waiting for them.
And they're still in there singing. They're hanging in for dear life. Sing another verse. Sing another verse.
Poor Steve's fingers are about to fall off after the last mass of playing on the guitar.
Oh, yes.
And they're just singing their little hearts out, you know, praising God. Wasn't it I want to say Agatha, but it's not
Saint
Agatha.
Saint
Cecilia.
Yes.
You know, who said the person who sings prays twice. You know, and so it's pretty cool. You know, so we have a lot of people praying, getting those extra graces in by praising the Lord through music, and of course with you and Mike. Oh my, what's his name? David. Oh, sorry, David, if you're listening. David. You know, by leading us, certainly helps us to pray twice. So all is well.
Oh, well, you know, we have a grand time doing it. It's a beautiful thing. I love it, especially on days when I can't sing, you know, like if I have laryngitis or something like that, and the congregation just picks right on up. You just give them the suggestion of the song, and they That's pick right. right on up and do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful.
So if you're traveling and listening to this and you're in the neighborhood, stop in and sing with us and come and worship with us.
Yeah, we'd love to see you. So we've actually run out of time.
Well, thanks be to God.
That's what the six people who are listening to us are saying, right?
I'm reading minds.
So happy Easter to you, Father.
And to you all as well.